This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Yes, you are listening to Saturday Magazine, straight from the Victorian Pride Centre here in St Kilda, Australia's only Pride Centre.
On Australia's only
community-owned LGBTIQ
and run LGBTQI+. Get it right.
Okay.
Come on, Sula. Get it right.
Now, Mackerel, we're moving right on.
We've got Demo.
We've got Steve Demopoulos on the airwaves, and we particularly want to talk about he's going to make an announcement this morning, we believe, and I want to frame the announcement by saying that I hope it's got something to do with mental health, given the incredibly high levels of mental health issues in our community, particularly in some parts of our community where we know that things like depression, anxiety and suicidality are so much higher. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you on the airwaves.
Now, how are you going, Demo?
Really good. I've been listening to you for most of the last 40-odd minutes.
Oh, God.
God, you make me laugh.
We're speaking through our Orify.
And you know, I've learned a few new words, even Greek words that I never knew.
And of course, Orify does not have a Greek origin. It has a Latin origin.
Yes.
What I say, Tess. Most Latin words were Greek ones.
Are you one of those, are you? One of those people who believe that everything has its origin in Greece.
Let's not go there. Our switchboard will explode.
It certainly will.
Yes.
Now, Steve, you've got an announcement to make this morning. Tell us all about it.
Okay. So if you give me just a minute to have a bit of a journey back, we obviously made a commitment to mental health reform, and it's a 10-year reform journey. It's not going to happen overnight, but a little journey. We made a commitment. We delivered a mental health Royal Commission. Its recommendations were provided in March this year. The biggest ever number of submissions received by the public of any inquiry in Victoria's history. 2.5 years later, investment of $3.8 billion in this last budget over 4 years. And not just one of the key things, many things came out of that Royal Commission. One of the key things that came out, though, was that people don't want generic services. They don't work. You know, Victorians shouldn't bend to fit a service. The service should bend to fit the needs of our community in all its diversity, and particularly with our community, the LGBTIQ plus community. You know, Lifeline reported that 71% of our community research participants that they engaged did not use a crisis support service during their most recent personal mental health crisis. 71%. Because we don't feel comfortable, you know, and as Tass said at the beginning, and we also have a much higher rate than the average, than the rest of the community in suicide ideation and psychological distress. So the commission came up with a lot of stuff, but one of the things it came up with was mainstream services have to become better at providing safe and culturally appropriate care for all the community. But in the absence of that, peer support provided by the peer community, whether it be culturally and linguistically diverse, LGBTIQ+, or other communities, they have a huge role to play. So this is why, as one of the very first announcements we're making through this budget with mental health, is I'm really pleased on behalf of both Martin Foley, who's the Minister for Equality, but James Molino, Minister for Mental Health, making this announcement on Saturday Magazine on Joy FM that we will secure the funding for Rainbow Door for the next 4 years with an allocation of $7 million today.
Well, that's a fantastic announcement, and already our switchboard is inundated with feedback. Tell us a bit about what Rainbow Door will do. What is it?
So Rainbow Door exists now, but we're securing for the next 4 years. It's part of Switchboard, run by Switchboard, and it's a Switchboard based in the building you're based in.
Yes.
And it's basically a support service for our community and friends and allies, family members and friends of our community, available every day, Monday to Sunday, accessed by phone, text or email, to provide a whole range of referral information and support, including mental health, family violence, alcohol and substance abuse, elder abuse, legal issues, anything pretty much. All the staff there are trained, really experienced in case management, suicide intervention, risk assessment skills. They're really good people, and they're peers. So when you ring or text or email the Rainbow Door, you get someone who understands. You don't have to come out every single time. I was reflecting the other day, guys. I was at a private clinic, an appointment for a specialist. I had a small wound I had to look after.
And I hope you're okay. Fantastic. I hope you're okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No. That's fine. It was some months ago, and I'm fine. But the nurse was dressing the wound, and she was probably in her 50s or maybe early 60s. And she said, now look, tomorrow morning you need to take that bandage off, have a shower, then get your wife to put a new bandage on it. She saw a ring on my finger, and she probably made the assumption that I'm married. And we've all experienced this kind of just a little common, innocent comment.
Yeah, we're all sick of that. I mean, you know, people make assumptions that we are just heterosexual rather than, you know, sensitively and genuinely actually checking and asking. You know, what is your preference?
You have somebody at home.
Well, just say your partner. I'm interested, Steve. I mean, this is a significant announcement, and you're making it here on Joy. That makes me feel really good. Tell us,
especially as your president of Joymaker.
But look, I'm interested.
Yeah, why here? Why today?
You've made a decision to do it on Joy. Tell us why.
You know, there are a few anchors in the community that are fundamentally important to the health, the sense of identity, the history and the support for that community. And Joy is critical in the architecture of the LGBTIQ community in Victoria, in fact, more broadly, but in Victoria. We could not think of anywhere else, frankly, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on your program. James Molino, Daniel, Martin Foley could not think of anywhere else but to make the appointment, the announcement then here. And can I say, and the fact that you're in the Pride Centre, it gives us enormous joy. This is a tradition for us in terms of preferring to support the community in its own forums. Not in our forums, in the community's forums. That's exactly the kind of thing we should be doing. The example I gave about the doctor's appointment, that the safe language, well, it also extends to making these announcements in the forums and the media outlet that the community is owned and supports.
Now, Steve, Macca is completely beside himself with excitement.
I feel good by that. I'm having my mind is having an orgasm.
You're having a warm flush, Macca.
If only we had one of those kind of brain scans at this very moment.
Oh, look at it!
What that looks like.
I feel sick.
It would be everywhere. Look, the thing.
I've got to say, Macca, this is open every day, Monday to Sunday, for our community, our family, our friends, by phone, text or email. So please, we know mental health, as Tass said at the beginning, is something that is always a challenge, but in this time, particularly in this pandemic, even more so, this is a safe service. No questions about wives or husbands, if it's not relevant to your context. This is a safe experience service run by peers and our community, and we're funding it for the next 4 years.
Now, Steve, I don't want to be too hard about this, but this is a sort of a gateway service, an entry service. Of course, there will be people who do experience, you know, severe mental distress or require some serious medical treatment, can we expect to see further announcements by the government to further support our community, by our community, services that are specifically targeted for our community?
That's a really great question. Thank you, Tass, for the opportunity. But yes, it's a gateway service, but it is important because that's often the first step is the most difficult for people to make. But yes, so one of the other things the Commission said was in terms of the mainstream service delivery needs better ability to deal with every diversity in Victoria. So a couple of things on that. One of the recommendations of the Royal Commission was that to develop diverse communities, mental health wellbeing framework. God, it's a mouthful. So we're going to engage the LGBTI community, every other diverse community in Victoria in that framework. But probably more important than that is James Molino, who's a minister, is about to sign off on and release a governance structure and consultation framework from a very high level right down to working groups, which will be littered with, probably not a good choice of words, but littered with members of our community and a whole range of other diverse communities. So our entire apparatus of how we implement the recommendations of the Royal Commission will be fully informed in an ongoing way by our community. So that means mainstream health services, their funding models will be absolutely influenced by the governance arrangements where LGBTIQ plus Victorians will be sitting on.
Steve, it sounds like we can expect to see you in this or hear you in this studio again. We look forward to many more announcements. So,
in fact, what Steve needs, what you need to do, Steve, find a Liberal a state Liberal that you would like to co-host an hour of the show with. You have to bring your own guests.
Maka, that'd be amazing.
So, think of a. I've got a Liberal.
Take that offline and think about it.
Take that offline.
We do have. We've actually just asked Paul, our panelist, to grab Joe Ball, and Joe Ball, who's the chief executive of Switchboard, is available online and can give us a very quick grab. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Taz and Macca. How are you going?
Great to have you on the airwaves. You've obviously heard the announcement, and I suspect you already knew about it. What's your response to this?
Look, we did already know about it, and if we didn't, it'd be quite a surprise, wouldn't it? But yeah, look, we've been running the Rainbow Door since September last year, and since that time we've taken 16,000 direct contacts, which a lot of them have actually turned into short-term case management. In July alone, we took nearly 2,000 contacts. So it started at 500 contacts a month, and now it's nearly 2,000 contacts a month. So, which, you know, speaks to the mental health issues, you know, because of COVID, but I just think this is such a significant investment by the Victorian government. I would say it's the single largest investment in a community-controlled organisation. And, you know, the other thing about the Mental Health Royal Commission, and Steve talks about it as being for 4 years, but the Mental Health Royal Commission named it as recurrent funding for Switchboard Victoria to provide this service. So for 30 years, we've been providing a helpline, which we still provide, which is QLife. This is a second helpline with a more intensive support for people who are facing acute mental health and experiencing family violence crisis. And this is the first time we've ever had recurrent funding since we opened our doors in 1991. And what a great thing for our 30th year to say that we are not thinking year on, year out, you know, where's the next bit of money that's going to come to provide the mental health supports for our community.
Joe, that's great to hear from you, and thank you very much for giving us a snapshot of the great work that you're doing.
Steve's still there, aren't you, Steve?
Yeah, I just want to say, we think in budget cycles of 4 year, the budget year and then 3 out-years, but Joe's spot on. And can I just say thank you very much to Joe, his team, and every volunteer, because you can't run these services, you can't replicate them, you can't repeat the history and the insights and the knowledge. We are lucky to have an organisation like that to fund. Imagine having to build one from scratch. The community did it years ago and made it much easier for us to then invest. So I just want to really applaud on behalf of the government the Rainbow Door Service, Switchboard generally, amazing people. And Macca, can I just say before I go, I was listening to you at the beginning, both of you, but you specifically, and I'm just going to say I really appreciate, on behalf of the government, the sensible, optimistic, grateful nature of your comments about the pandemic and where we're all at as a community. I think it's leadership like that that matters every single day, because we all have ups and downs. So I really want to commend you for those comments at the beginning of your program.
Steve, thank you very much for your time this morning.
And also to Joe Ball. And Joe's work and leadership is really, really important. The government's recognising this and supporting it. We do have one final message from a listener, Steve. He suggests that Tim Smith could be your co-host.
I was hoping that would be the only person I would have to be on here with.
We'll take that one offline, but there is a bit of positive feedback here for you, Steve. One of our listeners says, I love Steve's Facebook posts. He's always supporting local business and eating out. How does he become so fit? So there you go. There's a positive message for you.
It's called exercise.
And thank you, Steve. Thank you, Joe.
And thank you, Joe and Steve. This is really really important for our community. Congratulations, Joe. Thank you, Steve. Thank you to the Victorian Government. This is actually going to make a huge difference, not
you
just now.
You heard it here first on Joy 94.9.
But in the future for our community. Thank you.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.